can't get enough of that brotherly love. We are offended, but you should still listen to that other podcast. The Super Brophy Brothers Podcast.
One.
Two.
One.
Go again.
One.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Five. Then did it.
That's getting annoying.
Is it getting annoying, or is the fact that you still draw breath on this mortal coil getting annoying?
Both.
That's a good answer. I don't think you'd think of that.
Alright, let's just fucking do it this time.
Yeah, let's not do it.
Let's fucking do it.
There's enough dallies that get dillied without us dillying more dallies.
Yeah.
I got a nice simple comic for you. It's gonna be something you like. Maybe.
Isn't that usually the case?
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe sometimes I don't care.
Do you think I need to be more judgmental of you in terms of your comic writing? Should I, like, be more of an asshole?
No.
Okay. I'm just curious. I was wondering if you thought that would help our business.
No, I think I have enough self-loathing without you, like, affecting more hatred than you actually already feel. I think you should probably just use your judgment and what you think, how funny you think it is.
Fair enough.
So we got you and we got, like, a bro-looking guy. New bro.
New bro.
And he's like, yeah, oh, ready for the end of the world. I know I am, Shaka Bra. And he does a little, like, Shaka Bra hand signal.
Shaka Bra?
Yeah.
The fuck is that?
Like hang loose. Like, he does the hang loose shit.
Oh, he does hang loose. He could have just said hang loose.
Yeah, and he says Shaka Bra. Cause that's,
what the fuck is Shaka Bra mean?
It's like what they say.
Is it?
You want to do some research?
I've never heard of that.
Anyway, it's a thing.
Shaka Bra.
So this is a...
See, last time you said that Broma Seltzer was totally a thing that everybody recognized, and like...
No, I didn't. I just said it was a real thing. I didn't say it was a fucking thing that people say.
Because people, like, most people I talk to are like, what the fuck is Broma Seltzer?
Yeah, it's... We talked about it. It's an old-timey remedy, you dipshit.
You're an old-timey remedy.
You make up these alternate paths, like, you didn't think that at the... You knew what we were talking about at the time.
It's
not
that I'm making up an alternate path, it's that I don't remember.
Yeah, yeah.
So I make up an alternate path.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I like how that worked out for you.
Yeah.
All right, so he says, ready for the end of the world. And you say, I'm ready to transform into a bird and pick your eyes out if you don't stop talking about Maya.
What was that?
That was just a cohabitant.
Is that Dr. Frank? What happened?
No, just a cohabitant.
I seriously thought I heard, like, oh, I'm a Glivey. Hi.
No, it was someone talking while running upstairs.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, did you hear what I said your line is?
Repeat it.
I'm ready to transform into a bird and pick your eyes out if you don't stop talking about Maya.
Maya?
Maya, like M-A-Y-A, Maya.
Oh.
Yeah? You with me?
I guess you don't really hear the term Maya a lot. You hear Mayans.
Yeah, well, that's why I like it as a line.
Uh-huh.
But anyway.
What if people think that we're talking about, like, the 3D animation program?
And they go fuck themselves. Panel two. See, this is a nice softball. You said you're busy. Hey, I'm a nice bro. Come in. I deliver you the softball comic. Panel two. It's just a white background. Maybe, like, a vignetting effect. Maybe look like it's from a silent movie. Mm-hmm. I'm picturing, like, a kind of, like, a off-white background. And then in dark text, it just says Panel 2, right? In, like, very scripty font.
Mm-hmm.
And then in panel 3, there's a bird pecking out the bro's eyes.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, so it's pretty clean cut.
Pretty clean cut. I just talked to my professor, and he suggested something which I think I'll do, which is to put a little bit more space between panels.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I kind of, like, have thought about changing that, and I just never did for some reason. I just was like, maybe I should put some more space between those panels. And I never even though it'd probably be a really good idea, I just never did it.
So that does mean the panels would be a tiny bit smaller because
no,
you can't make the image wider.
Why not?
Because you're such a fucking fuckwit.
I can't make it like a few pixels
wider. No. No, that's why I told you to pick a fucking width and never exceed it.
But it doesn't go past the edge of the website
thing. Guess what will happen if you make it wider? It'll be off fucking center and it'll ruin everything.
Why would it be off center?
Why do you think I fucking said pick a width?
Wait. Why would it be off center?
Because there's a border. There's a fucking fucking padding, you bitch.
I literally cannot make it one pixel wider.
No. Never.
A website.
What? No, this is permanently. We're not going back and re-HDing the HDs. One width. That's the maximum width, is the width.
Are you serious?
You can make it a little bit squished. You can make it shorter if you want to keep the panels the same ratio. But we're not going wider. This is not hard. This is not a hard concept.
I don't understand why. I'm not getting why.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh my
God.
Why
can't you just change the way it works?
Why can't? Because that fucking, then we're doing the same thing we already did again, where we're going to have to, if you want to re-export all the comics.
Why would I have to re-export all of them? I'm just going to do it for future
ones. Oh my Christ. If we want to have any sort of consistent viewer in the future, any sort of frame, what do you think it's going to be like when it just changes widths magically?
We could have it set.
You're being a cuck.
We could change it now, better earlier than later, and for the earlier comics, they will be slightly shrunk in the border.
There's no reason to make it wider. It's an arbitrary width as it is. There's no reason the comic needs to be bigger than it is.
Well, I'd rather not shrink the panels if I don't have to.
Well, why don't you just pretend that we made it a few pixels less wide when we went to the big comics? And then, yeah, it doesn't matter. You picked an arbitrary width in the first place. Just pretend you picked it arbitrarily very much smaller, and now you're expanding it.
All right.
It doesn't matter. You can keep the same ratio if you want. You're just being asinine.
You're being asinine.
You're being nine asses.
You're being nine asses.
No, you're being 10 dicks. In butts.
Well, I wish I knew when I created like our first three panel strip that I was setting something down.
You didn't. We're talking about just recently when we decided to start making the comics bigger. I told you to pick a size, and that's going to be the maximum width for all images that we create.
Well, I didn't really consider the
ramifications. Consider my words. So
I mean, I often don't because usually they're not worth considering.
Yeah, well, sometimes you learn a lesson. Sometimes you make a bed and you have to get fucked in the ass.
In the bed or just in general?
Nothing to do with the bed. It's just an expression, Eli. Not all expressions, retain their meaning as times change. So yeah, if you're done squabbling over pixels and bytes, you're fucking...
Should we look up the French word for panel?
I went, that did not bear fruit when I did that. I don't really think.
What do you mean?
I mean, I did that, but it's like, I'm pretty sure if we put that in, it would, first of all,
it's not like close to the word panel.
It's not close to the word panel, and I'm pretty sure it would just be a translation of like a different kind of panel.
Like
a very physical thing.
Yeah.
So it would be like putting the word for like roofing. Like it wouldn't apply to comics anymore, I don't think. I mean, I'm not
a French scholar. No, I agree. It shouldn't be a different word, then.
Yeah. I mean, we could just add an L-E on the end, so it's like Panel.
I think that might even be confusing it a little bit. I think it's probably okay. I actually, kind of after I suggested it, I realized it was a bad idea.
It's like a trend.
So we're doing like a script, though. A script and something vignette.
Yeah, I actually have like a typeface that I'm even picturing in my mind. I don't know what it's called though.
And it looks like an old black and white type of thing.
Yeah.
Is it like a white background with black text or black background with white text.
The former, but I'm thinking off-white. You could save us a lot of time if you listen to me in the first place.
Yes.
Yes, you could.
That's true.
Anyway, something like this this word fanciful here, like very scripty and French looking.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have something like that, just download a font.
All right, I'm going to put this in here to reference.
So do you like the dialogue in one?
I still don't know about the Chakra Bra thing.
Well, if you want to take a little break, a short break for you to understand.
Does he have a beverage, an alcoholic beverage, that he's doing a hang loose with the other hand?
He could.
He's like pre-gaming. He's getting ready for the end of the world.
I kind of had this idea that maybe he had those like really douchey like orange sunglasses, like you know the sunglasses that are like orange and yellow gradient,
mm-hmm.
and they look like sports glasses. And then you like broke through them with your beak.
I don't know. I kind of
doesn't need to be that.
I think it should just be direct eye to beak contact.
Just some blood.
Because then you can see like the bird's pecking one of his eyes and there's blood flying out, and the other eye just has a terrified look as he's.
Yeah, yeah,
it's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So just yeah, make him look like a annoying Chakra Bra.
Also, should I, like me saying that he should stop talking about Maya is weird because he's not actually.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the joke.
Yeah. Okay.
That you explained.
I hope that's funny.
It's funny to me.
Well, you have terrible taste.
I am the master of comedry.
Comedry?
Com-imagery D. The new dimension.
You're bullshit.
Yes, I am, my good sir.
Are we done? This is perhaps the most blessedly short podcast we've had in quite a while.
Yeah, it is, but we should probably still talk about what this bird is doing. Like what?
It's pecking his eyes out.
Yeah, but does it look like you in bird form, or does it just like a bird? Like what?
No,
I
think it's funnier if I've literally just turned into a bird. Like, what kind of a bird? Like a raven? Or like a... I like raven. You know, big black bird with a sharp beak.
Okay. So I think that's pretty good.
Testicles. What?
I think that's pretty good.
Oh.
We did it?
Yeah. I'm tired as fuck.
Yeah, well, you take a nap. You earned it, buddy.
I already took one today, but I'm still tired.
You earned another one. Just go get what you earned.
Thank you.
Did all the work. What'd your professor think other than the panel, the in between the panels? What do you think of the content of the panels?
He thought that it was cool, but he didn't laugh a lot, and I think it's because he's old. But he also, I showed him the comics. I showed him like our GIFs because I wanted to show him that I had done some like light animation stuff, and he was like, we were looking at the gas mask one. And he was like, I didn't quite get it. And then, like, he looked at it a little more. He's like, oh. And I explained to him that it was an oxygen mask. And I was like, yeah, my parents, I told him that mom and dad thought it was a bird. And he was like, yeah, I kind of thought that too.
What? So is that just like an old people thing? Is it like a dog whistle?
It's like old people goggles. I didn't want to say that to him. But he said that the flip-flop kind of from far away read as flap-flap. Like of wings.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, olds.
I gave him the URL to our website, so maybe he might listen to this.
I'm watching you very carefully, let's just say. Olds and your fucking old vision. I'm going to know if I make my brother draw a thing and you're like, that's a bird. In this case, you're off the hook because it is a bird.
He also thought the football one, he like had the same criticism that it's weird that he's throwing it at a goalpost. And I couldn't really figure out how to explain to him why we did that.
You could have said that we don't give a shit about sports, and
well, I told him that
it was basically a mockery of the.
I told him that it's kind of like a running thing in our comic that we basically don't know shit about sports, and that's kind of what we were going for. And he was like, "Yeah, I don't really know about sports too, but there should still be some logic to it." And I was like, "All right."
The logic is that the fucking.
He said it would be, He said it would have been better if the guy was kicking the ball at your back.
Well, maybe we should have fucking thought of that, but...
Probably should have done that.
The joke was that this fucking jock has a boner for footballs. So,
I actually don't know why we didn't think of that.
Because you don't think about fucking sports in any sort of sports context. Because
that actually probably would have been a better comic.
But...
I mean, you don't get the same jumping dive action, but I think that it would have just been...
I think it doesn't really matter. I think this fucking bro has a boner, and he just wants to, like, get the ball in the thing.
He wants to get it in.
Yeah. I don't know, like, maybe it's for people who don't really care about football.
I mean, our comic is definitely not for football fans. Other than that, if
you like football, you can press the X.
Yeah.
You guy.
He also, like, what else did he say? He said he didn't really know where we were going with it, and I tried to explain to him that I'm just trying to make funny comics. And he was like, oh, yeah, I'm not really saying that's a bad thing. I just don't know where you're going.
Oh, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Fast.
I was like, yeah, I don't really have that much of a plan, but it's good. But, yeah. He's a cool guy. He's nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you think any of them were funny?
He seemed to... kind of think they're interesting.
So no.
Is what you're saying. I think I heard him. I heard a chortle at one point.
That's good. How many did you show him?
Maybe a light chortle.
How many did you show him?
I basically put all the comics I was willing to show him in a big old folder, and I just kind of flipped through them until I like found ones I thought he'd like to see. So I probably showed him about like, I don't know, 15, 20 comics. I showed him, like, the first comic and, like, the most recent ones to show him the arc of progression and stuff in terms of the art and stuff. So, yeah, next time I'm going to, like, show him the process.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but, like, there's no point in me filtering out the comics, I guess, because he's just going to go to our website. So, whatever.
Yeah, but, I mean, I guess you don't have to be there to bear the shame.
Yeah. And, like, it's, you know, he can't really... downgrade me for making inappropriate comics, because that's just like,
because
especially as an art professor, he's got to be expecting a lot of inappropriate shit.
Yeah, and it's an independent study, you know. If you independently study a labia, then, you know, that's what happens.
That's your thing. If I was just like a labia artist,
well, yeah, you know, comics, we could really take this shit avant-garde, just have three panels.
Is there a way to just draw that part? I don't really know which part that is.
I'm sorry.
Let's not go into too much detail.
I'm sorry, but I don't know how I can answer your question without you having any fundamental knowledge of the subject matter.
Because I've never seen a vagina.
Never?
No.
Have you seen a depiction?
No, I've never seen any representation. I just kind of assumed it was like a...
It's like a butthole.
Yeah, but
I wish I hadn't said that. Take that back.
It's not. But it's like, well, it's like a smooth butthole is what it is. That's just what I picture.
That is true. I'd take that back too.
I've probably seen more vaginas than you, actually. In person, I mean.
Yeah?
I've seen a lot. I've had a lot of naked models in art class.
Yeah? How many would you say?
I
don't want to get into a vagina seeing contest here, but...
I'd say a conservative estimate of how many vaginas I've seen would probably be like 8 to 10.
Okay, so I'm going to say that I... that's a toughie. We might be neck and neck on that. You know what?
Vagina.
Because I can't remember, like, you know, vaginas come and go. I can't remember which ones my eyes have...
I was going to say, you got to only count the ones you've actually... Like,
yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
In full relief.
That's what I'm saying, you know?
Yeah.
I don't have an eye, you know, down yonder.
I've also probably seen more dicks than you, though, so it's a double-edged sword.
That is true. That is true.
I've seen quite a few dicks.
I've seen nary many dicks.
Nary many.
That may sound like I'm saying very many, but no. It's not what I'm saying.
I've probably seen as many dicks as I've seen vaginas. Maybe a little bit more.
You know what?
If I count my own dick, then I guess that counts.
Of course it counts.
Yeah.
I count my vagina?
The ones you have behind your knees?
Exactly right.
Mm.
Oh, it's just the worst. I wish I didn't know what you said.
Yeah. It's funny how that works.
All right, that's... I don't know how we can come back from that. I'm so...
You just ruined everyone's day.
I'm sorry.
We literally ruined human genitalia for everybody listening.
Oh, God, that's the worst. Fucking knee pits. Is there anything grosser? Don't answer it. Don't.
No, that's not going to answer it. But the reason I said that is because somebody in high school asked me if I had vaginas, and I said I had two, and he asked me where they were. So that was the first thing that came to my head.
In high school?
Yeah.
Or grade school?
No, I didn't know what vaginas were in grade school.
What do you think that girls had?
Nega penis.
Pretty good guess, you know, considering you didn't know.
I actually have no idea what I thought.
Does anybody?
I knew they didn't have penises.
That's why you fucks when you have kids. The first thing that you do when they're born is you hand them a fucking journal and you say, write down your thoughts. You're gonna wish
to say like show them porn so they know what is going on.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. That would be really fucking responsible, wouldn't it? All right. This ship has sailed.
I was going to say it sunk, but either one.
Well, take your pick.
All right, peace out.
Later. I hate the aeroplane that nearly misses my birdie gun, that terrifies my terrier insane. And I'll stop riding side-saddle if they don't stop the clickety-clack. I'll jump in the undertow penguin paddle, down in my dressing gown. Always drinking by the display's river, when the nod of the knights are for making me shiver. And me and the squirrels would hold hands and quiver, cause that damnable diesel never fails to deliver. If they don't stop the clickety-clatter, I'll jump in the undertow penguin paddle and drown in my wedding.